Will it be 23, 11, 9, 6, or none? That complex jumble of numbers emerges from the complex set of proposals unveiled last night that would overhaul the student assignment system at Boston Public Schools.
The current three-zone system will be scrapped. Here's Assistant School Superintendent Michael Gore explaining the no-zone proposal that could return Boston to a system of neighborhood schools.
Purely based on where students live, you will go to school that is closest to you. If there are no seats available in that particular school, then you go to next closest school.
Now, to some parents and long-term observers of Boston schools, neighborhood schools mean no busing, which could lead to greater segregation. Here's South End parent Stephanie Shapiro-Berkson.
The first two options of no zone and 23 zones, I think, are a terrible way to go, even though my child goes 6 miles away, because it looks like equity and diversity are not possible with those options.
Joining us now is another parent, Samuel Hurtado. He's the father of a 6-year-old boy who attends the Quincy Elementary School in Chinatown, and he's also the executive director of South Boston en Acción, an organization that advocates for Latino families in South Boston, where he is a resident. Samuel Hurtado, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
So you've now had overnight to study the five proposals that Boston Public Schools have come up with for student assignments. What do you think? How will they affect your family?
Well, I haven't had the time to understand the details. I think when we look, I have seen the maps, I've seen the articles that have been put out there, and some information on the website of BPS. But I have, a lot of questions, like many parents out there who are now in the Boston Public Schools and are wondering what is going to happen.
Well, what are your particular questions?
Like now for our family, we benefit from a policy called the buffer zone, so we can attend a school that's outside our zone, so we attend a school outside that zone because we live very close to that school, which is the Quincy School in Chinatown. I live in South Boston.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the reasons why you're sending your son to the Quincy School is because it's a dual language school. He's learning Mandarin Chinese there.
There is an emphasis on language and culture, and that's one of the reasons we chose that school. And, we opted to stay in Boston when we're looking for a house a few years back, and we wanted our children to be exposed to this kind of diversity, culturally and language diversity.
Samuel, let me ask you, regardless of which of the proposals come out, it's going to make a significant change to how students are assigned. I mean, we're going from three large zones to anywhere from 23 to purely neighborhood schools. Are you concerned that no matter what the outcome is, that you may have a limit of the choice that where you send your son and, the overall education that he may get?
Yes. Last night when my wife and I read the article on one of the newspaper, we definitely lost some of our sleep because we were just very concerned about what is going to happen, what are our options going to be. I think we, regardless where we end, where we live, we have good options. We have some good schools. I think we won't miss the exposure to, more language like Mandarin, Chinese, culture in South Boston. But I think for other families, I've been working on these issues for some time now and advocating for Latino families in the city. And there are some parents who may not have or won't have a choice, mm-hmm. because they have no schools close by and they will have to be bused.
Well, Samuel, if you could just stand by for a moment, I'd like to welcome into the conversation Jesse Solomon. He's the executive director of the Boston Plan for Excellence. It's a nonprofit that works to improve results and outcomes, and it's been doing so for a long time in the Boston Public Schools. Jesse Solomon, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
So Boston Plan for Excellence has been looking at the development of Boston as a school district for a long time, and it seems that an old worry may be rearing its head again, that in removing the three-district zone plan that we have right now, some parents are concerned that schools will essentially become resegregated because families might be limited to just their neighborhood schools.
Yes, I mean, and I want to first say that I think given how difficult this conversation is for us to have as a city and the fact that we've tried it before, I think the school department and the mayor's office and the task force has done an amazing job just putting a lot of information at everyone's fingertips so we can have an informed conversation. So I should say that first, and I think that will make for a better conversation for us as a city. I guess the second thing I'd say is there is a significant concern, as you say, around the what's going to result, and are we heading back to a different time? I would just say that if you look at K-8 schools in the city, elementary schools, middle schools, and K-8 schools, already something around 80% of the schools have a makeup where 80% or more of the kids are kids of color. So it's not, I don't want to give the impression that the schools are wonderfully integrated now and we'd be going, you know, that's what's at stake here. I think the fact of the matter is that our schools are incredibly diverse, vibrant places, and so we should take that into account now as we think about going forward as well.
But on the other hand, over time, I mean, I've heard a lot of parents say that, yes, they would like to go to their neighborhood schools. They don't necessarily want to have to send their children across the city. But this, nothing in these plans kind of supersedes the problem that a lot of parents have said, which is the quality of the schools in their neighborhood may or may not be as good as options that they currently have across town.
Yeah, that is the whole thing right there, and you've just put your finger on it. I mean, this is every parent, right? We all just want a good school for our kids, and I think we want a good school, right, for our neighbors' kids and for everyone else in the city. And so what you're getting at is the crux of this issue, which is however we do this, we have to work to make every school a quality school.
So overall, how do you think the Boston Public School System is handling this, which has been, you know, quite a significant push coming all the way from Mayor Tom Menino to change the way student assignments are done?
So I think what they've done incredibly well is they've asked for a lot of input up until last night. And so the plans that you saw had significant community input. As I said, I think they put out 5 serious plans and showed the data behind those plans, and then they will go on to engage in a set of conversations. This is not going to be an easy conversation, and no, there's absolutely no way to come up with a solution that everyone is going to be happy with, but it is the kind of thing that if we keep avoiding the conversation, the problem just continues to move on into the future, and so I'm glad to see them taking it so seriously.
Jesse Solomon is the executive director of the Boston Plan for Excellence. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And Samuel Hurtado, parent of a son in the Boston Public Schools and also executive director of South Boston and Exxon, thank you for coming in as well.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Up next, the debate around legalizing medical marijuana in Massachusetts and ballot question 3. We'll hear arguments for and against. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.